I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. and Britain have imposed a new round of sanctions on Iran. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control Thursday targeted 16 people and two entities in Iran that produce engines that power the drones used in the April 13 attack on Israel. Additionally, Britain is targeting several Iranian military organizations. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron spoke about the sanctions on the sidelines of the G7 summit Thursday.
Given Iran's behavior in backing the Houthis, backing Hezbollah, backing Hamas, and of course the appalling state-on-state attack on Israel, it's quite right that with partners we take further action on sanctions, and that's what Britain has done today, sanctioning a further 13 people and entities to add to the already 400 sanctions that we've put in place.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United States on Thursday effectively stopped the United Nations from recognizing a Palestinian state by casting a veto in the Security Council to deny the Palestinian Authority full membership of the world body.
The result of the vote is as follows. 12 votes in favor, 1 vote against, 2 abstentions. The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The United States says an independent Palestinian state should be established through direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority and not through UN action. It vetoed a draft resolution that recommended to the 193-member UN General Assembly that the state of Palestine be admitted to membership of the United Nations. Britain and Switzerland abstained, while the remaining 12 council members voted yes. The Palestinians are currently a non-member observer state, a de facto recognition of statehood that was granted by the UN General Assembly in 2012. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Members of Ghana's LGBTQ plus community and activists are waiting to see whether the West African country's president will sign into law a bill that would further restrict their rights and likely worsen the persecution many already face. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Gay sex is already punishable by up to 3 years in prison. The new law would also impose a prison sentence of up to 5 years for the promotion or support of LGBT rights, making it one of the harshest of its kind in Africa. Homophobia is rife in culturally conservative Ghana. Hostility and attacks are commonplace, although few such incidents make it to the courts. In February, Parliament unanimously passed the bill, but President Nana Akufo-Addo has delayed signing it, with his office citing 2 impending Supreme Court challenges. Ghana is also in the grip of an economic crisis, and its finance ministry has warned that the bill could jeopardize $3.8 billion of World Bank funding and derail a $3 billion International Monetary Fund loan package.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. Turkey's disaster management agency says that a moderately strong earthquake has struck central Turkey, causing damage to some buildings. There were no immediate reports of any casualties or serious injuries. The magnitude 5.6 earthquake hit the town of Sulsere in Tokat province, east of the capital Ankara. The quake was also felt in neighboring provinces, including Yozgat, where a 2-story building collapsed. Turkey lies on active fault lines, and earthquakes are frequent. A magnitude 7.8 earthquake struck parts of southern Turkey and neighboring Syria last year, killing more than 59,000 people. The remains of an ancient snake in India might have been longer than a school bus and weighed a ton. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Researchers in India say fossils found in western Gujarat state reveal an ancient snake that stretched an estimated 36 to 50 feet. That's comparable to the biggest known snake that once lived in what's now Colombia at about 42 feet long. The newly discovered remains date to 47 million years ago. The snake could have weighed more than a ton, up to 2,200 pounds. The longest living snake today is Asia's reticulated python at 33 feet. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa has granted clemency to more than 4,000 prisoners in an Independence Day amnesty. The amnesty coincided with the country's 44th anniversary of independence from white minority rule on Thursday. It included some prisoners who were on death row. Some of those being released include female prisoners, juvenile offenders, older people, and inmates who had been on the death row, but their sentences commuted to life in prison in previous presidential clemencies. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.